WNYC Studios is supported by the Public Theater, presenting the world premiere of Jordans, a new play by Ife Olujobi, about two young Black colleagues forced together and torn apart by their race, ambition, and otherworldly circumstances. Directed by Whitney White, begins April 11th. Learn more at publictheater.org. WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So what's wrong with making and marketing pink Legos for girls? According to my next guest, a lot. Deborah Tolman, professor at the Hunter College School of Social Work and co-founder with Lynn Michael Brown of the Spark Movement, Challenging the Sexualization of Girls, is here to explain why she thinks the pinkification of Legos marginalizes girls' competence and creativity, and why she wants you to sign the petition to tell Lego to stop selling out girls. Deborah Tolman, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And over 47,000 people have signed that petition. What are you calling for?
Well, they've signed it because it's not exactly pink that we are protesting. Pink is a lovely color. Pink is fine. The problem is not the color itself, but the problem is the way that Lego has chosen to market a new product line to girls. The product line is called Friends, and what they are showing girls or providing for girls to play with are sets where girls are lounging by poolsides with drinks, singing in nightclubs, shopping, getting makeovers. And it is the representation of those kinds of very narrow activities that presents a pretty narrow idea of what it is to do to have fun as a girl that has gotten associated with pink. So it's not so much the color pink. Pink is fine. Legos actually marketed pink Legos before, not particularly effectively, apparently. So it really is the sets and the kind of limited play that is highly pinkified, I suppose, is a way to say feminized in a way that really limits how girls think about themselves, think about their play, limits their creativity, limits their imagination. These sets do not even include directions for how to build.
So when you search pink Legos on Amazon, you'll see things like a description from the manufacturer, build a house, a pony, or anything else you can imagine with this special box filled with Lego bricks in colors you love and elements like fences, windows, doors, and flowers. And I guess your point is that this is reinforcing the stereotype of what girls build, while boys might also be building a truck or a warship or something like that?
Fun stuff. Yeah, fun stuff to do. What they're marketing distinctively to girls, and if you look not at what how they're describing it in that way, but what the sets actually are, an outdoor bakery, a fashion design studio, a stage, a treehouse, a cool convertible, a house, a splash pool, a cafe. This is what they're putting out there for girls to enhance their sense that this is what they should be doing. This is how they should be playing. This is, in fact, what they should be building, not throw it to the wind and have a pile of Legos and see what you can do with them, but this very, very narrow idea of what it is that girls would find fun. Yeah. And surprise, surprise, after many, many years of being marketed to in this way, that is what girls are doing.
Betsy in Princeton Junction, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. I did not realize that there was an issue with the instructions with this product, but the reason I called in is because I, as a young, educated, independent, career-oriented woman, I had very much come down on the nurture versus nature side of the argument. And when I became pregnant with twins and ultimately had a boy and a girl, I was going to raise gender-neutral children. And then I found out they really are their own little people, regardless of how we tried to mold them. And so I think while I would encourage my kids to explore any and all opportunities to grow and learn and play, I'm no longer bought into the notion that a boy shouldn't wear pink and the girl can't wear black or shouldn't play with girly games, because I really don't think it makes that much of a difference when they're that young.
Deborah?
Well, actually, thank you for calling, Betsy. Actually, the research shows, interestingly, that at this very young age, remember, this is the really little girls that we're talking about. At this age, the brain is actually, and I quote this marvelous researcher, Lise Elliott, who says, fantastically plastic. Right, so it really is at this time that the brain is soft-wired, not hard-wired. And providing girls and boys with a range of ways of playing is going to be the best way to enhance their ability to grow into full people.
Some of the pushback that we're getting on our comments page includes Heidi from West Orange, who says, my 12-year-old daughter still passionately plays with Legos. She doesn't want her peers at school to find out for fear of being teased, simply because Legos are still considered a boy drive toy. Someone posting as Pope John from Ridge writes, this attack on Legos is going backwards, not forwards. I'm a male industrial designer who grew up in the 70s and 80s with Legos. Legos were a huge influence on eventually choosing my career path. I can't tell you how much Legos encouraged my imagination and helped develop my understanding of structure and design. And so I guess there's a line of thinking that says, why is pinkification bad if it gets girls playing with these educational engineering-oriented toys that they may not gravitate to otherwise?
Well, in fact, it's so interesting that that comment was written like that, because we have comments on our petition that are exactly the same, except they're written by women who describe playing with Legos as girls in all the different ways that they could come up with that enhance their imagination, their ability, their engagement and interest with building, actually building. And the issue with these toys is that it really takes the focus off of building and on to creating very particular kinds of representations and toys that are then to be played with in a very particular way. As we said, there's a new the magazine that's now for girls. It was a Lego magazine for children, but now there's one for girls. Does not include instructions or ideas for how to build and play, because the idea is to just do exactly what is on the front of the box and to play with it in the way that girls are learning how to play. So, in fact, the engineer is making exactly our point, that Legos were and can, and we suggest should be, and Lego should be proud of this and really think about its roots in this kind of play, a way for girls and boys to expand who they are and to imagine what they can do and what they can be.
Jenny in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, I'm the mother of a 3-year-old daughter, and she's got 3 older brothers. Before she was born, I was a big advocate of no pink, gender neutral. I'm a tomboy myself. And I've got to say, looking at the pictures of the Lego packaging, it is relatively offensive. I know if my daughter saw that box, she thought she might have to play with it in the same way. But I'm a big person of take the toy out of the box and let them discover it. What I find really interesting in this discussion, though, is this color of pink. I used to see pink as a bad thing. It was me, and I was a little girl who had to be protected. I avoided it as a color to wear. I saw it as a color of victim. And then through my daughter's eyes, she wanted to be Supergirl and dressed in all pink for Halloween. I really started to kind of see it as a color of empowerment. This last year, I did the Susan Komen Race for a Cure and proudly wore my pink ribbon. And my views of pink and what it means to be a girl have started to change. So when you introduce this segment and we're talking about the color of pink, it really got my brain thinking about that. As for the Lego product itself, I completely agree. Lego should be an open-ended toy, color regardless.
Deborah,
and
go ahead.
I would say I agree with you that pink is not so much the issue. Again, pink is a great color. Pink is a lovely color. I own things that are pink. I live in a house with
boys and a guy. And it's not the color pink that is the issue. It is what the color pink has come to represent. And more power to your daughter for taking back pink from what it is currently being marketed as, which is a kind of femininity that is really focused on a certain very narrow set of activities.
Go ahead.
Just one more thing. Frankly, an emphasis on appearance. And this is one of the things we are most concerned about with these toys.
And it's the context, not just the color, as you say, including the little mini figurines in this new collection called Lady Figs, which I gather are a little bit taller and more curvy that you don't like.
They are a little bit long-limbed. Their skirts are a lot shorter. Yes, what they're doing actually is setting girls up for what they're going to be facing when they're tweens and then teens, which is overt, profound sexualization. And we know from years of research and recently a lot more research since the American Psychological Association report on sexualization has come out and demonstrated the ways in which sexualization really does lead to very bad outcomes for girls. That we are concerned about that bridge that Lego has now decided to get on. And we are very disappointed that Lego, of all companies, the company that has been dedicated to creativity, to expanding options, to letting your imagination run wild, has decided to get on. And this bridge really goes straight across to Gossip Girl and reality TV, and those, again, extremely narrow, hyper-sexualized and hyper-feminine images.
Pascal in Chelsea. We're running out of time, but we got about 20 seconds for you. Hi.
Hey, hi, Brian. You just actually discussed what my problem with the set was, is the figurines. My son has a huge collection of Star Wars Legos, and all the figurines are the same. They're all, even the female figurine, the regular Legos look the same. But my daughter got one of these sets for Christmas. I didn't buy it because I really didn't like it. Her grandmother did. And the figurines really took me back because it looked like those, you know, little Bratz toys, very sexual. I just didn't like the fact that they're telling my daughter, all you can do is bake and look cute for the boy to look at.
Is she playing with it, or did you take it away?
She hates it. She doesn't like it. They're actually using she has their cafe, the outdoor cafe thing, and they've been using the outdoor cafe with her brother and started practice for Darth Vader.
That's a great way to end, Pascal. Deborah Tolman, professor at the Hunter College School of Social Work and co-founder of the Spark Movement, challenging the sexualization of girls. She's got a petition going to tell Lego to stop selling girls out. They're a for-profit company. They don't care about any of this. Are they going to respond to your petition? 10 seconds.
We're certainly hoping they will. You'd think with 47,000 and climbing every hour that there's evidence that they could be doing a lot better. And if what they want to do is make more money, then they'll probably want to do more better.
Well, thank you for joining us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.